Adorning the walls of Narbuk's home in Ban Plakau in northeast Thailand are calendars, images of revered Thai King Bhumibol Adulyadej marking each year. This Sunday, Narbuk, a retired domestic worker, will join 46 million other eligible voters in choosing a new government from more than 40 parties and some 3,800 candidates. The prize is a place in the 500-seat parliament. Competition has been strong. Surveys say the northeast provinces are a stronghold of the opposition Pua Thai Party, led by 44-year-old businesswoman Yingluck Shinawat, the sister of former Prime Minister and Thai telecom tycoon Thaksin Shinawat. Fighting to make up ground is the governing Democrat Party of Prime Minister Pisit Wechachawa. Despite living in Pua Thai's political heartland, Narbuk says she supports Mr. Apisit. Narbuk says she supports Mr. Apisit because his government has helped local communities with funding and she believes he is a good person. The election, the first since 2007, comes a year after Thai security personnel forced an end to 2 months of anti-government protests in Bangkok. The rallies led by pro-Thaksin United Democratic Front Against Dictatorship UDD or Red Shirts had attempted to force the Apisit government from power by occupying the capital's main business district. Clashes between soldiers and protesters left more than 90 people dead and hundreds injured. The Bon Gai community in central Bangkok was at the centre of fighting. Khun Du, a street restaurant owner, says she cannot decide who she will vote for between the ruling party and the main opposition Pua Thai. She says after the violence of a year ago, she is tired of politics and fears the problems will persist even after the election. The Bon Gai community people say the main concerns lie with the economy and rising food and fuel prices. Kun Yeng, a restaurant owner and Pua Thai supporter, says life for the poor has been getting harder. He says past governments have ignored the poor. Prices of goods are rising and people do not have enough money. He says he hopes a new prime minister will solve the problems. But after years of political conflict in Thailand, fears remain that the election may fail to resolve the tensions in the country. Chuwit Kamilvisit, the leader of the Rak Thailand Love Thailand Party and a former massage parlour owner turned politician, doubts the election will end the conflicts in Thai society. But it may ease the mounting pressures building over recent years.
Doesn't resolve anything, but it's release something. You know, it's like a bubble. So what the election for is to release some pressure in the Thai society. That is good. You know, so the problem is we have big two party, you know, Pua Thai and Prachathipat. They're fighting. They want to be the government. This is what they want to do.
The Democrat Party has followed a political strategy of warning voters that the election of a Pua Thai government will trigger further troubled times ahead. The Democrat Party spokesman is Baranat Sumatharak.
People now have a clear view of comparing between Khun Yingluck and Khun Apisit as to who is best fit to lead Thailand. And I think they will cast their votes accordingly. The choice will be clear whether Thailand moves ahead and can continue with its path towards stability, towards peace, or whether the country will need to be reset and go back to square one.
The Pua Thai Party, running ahead of the Democrats in opinion polls, has a similar but opposite argument. The party says the election of Yingluck will mark a step to reconciliation in Thailand. Kanawat Wasingsangwon, a Pua Thai member, says regardless of the outcome, all stakeholders should accept the outcome of the vote.
I positively hope that this election will at least pave the way to at least open the talks for the reconciliation. And the basically, if every party, every stakeholder in this country accept the rule of the game, just accept the result of the election, that should at least to a certain level put this country back to normal.
Recent opinion polls say as many as 30% of the 46 million eligible voters remain undecided about which party they will support. Chantana Banpasirichot is a political scientist from Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University, who says voters have much to weigh before heading to the ballot box.
I think that people have to think, a lot to think. Maybe it's not just simply a choice for policy,
mm-hmm.
different policies. Maybe it's about, I mean, it could be their choice could mean, maybe they've been thinking, they're not revealing because they're not sure that their choice could mean a big change in how the country is running. Say, for example, the amnesty for Thaksin and probably more than that could mean a big change to a number of people.
Analysts say the outcome of Thailand's general election Sunday will set the stage for fresh political turbulence if the political players fail to accept the outcome. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.